Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Rob, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is a return call.
Okay.
I spoke to you about my 14-year-old son who is in high school and his who's very bright and but he's has tremendous difficulty being responsible, keeping up with his homework assignments. Not that he can't do them, he just doesn't track them. He's, as I said, organizationally challenged. And you suggested that we tell him that we are no longer going to nag him or be on top of him, and that we write up a contract to this effect, and that we, in fact, pay him at his discretion. Where you had said $10, we lowered it to $5.
Okay.
But we agreed to pay him $5 each time we start nagging him.
Well, see, the problem was that $5 doesn't hurt you as much. I mean, the idea was not that he gets a lot of money, but that it acts as a deterrent for you.
It's a deterrent, believe me. $5 is a deterrent.
Okay, as long as it acts as a deterrent, how much have you had to pay him this week?
Well, we didn't start the agreement because part of the deal was that he had to write a homework saying what's going to happen when he graduates high school if his GPA average is low and he has to go to a community college.
Right.
Well, he hasn't done that yet, so as far as we're concerned, the agreement isn't in effect. But the update is that he's been completing his final exams.
Wow.
He's doing really well.
Wow.
in some of them. But there was one, I kept asking him last week, I said, you have what about your algebra final? He said,
yeah.
Well, we don't have one. Well, I said, are you sure you don't have an algebra? I didn't see it in the schedule either. Well, it turns out there actually was one. It was an assignment that had been given to him a month ago, and the teacher had reminded him repeatedly and even given him an extension. And apparently he just didn't do it at all, and they called me today and told me he's getting a zero for his final. And mind you, he had just last week received a recognition from the school because of the he's in ninth grade, and of all the ninth grade and tenth graders, they took a standardized test. He had the highest math score in the entire two grades. So this is not a kid who can't do it.
Right.
But, you know, after we had this talk with him, you know, my wife and I are petrified. I mean,
he may have forgotten about it. And again, Rob, I would emphasize the same thing I emphasized when we talked before, which is the deal is not for you to get him to do something. The deal is for him to take responsibility. And getting a zero in a class that he could have absolutely nailed may make some sense to him. I mean, look, you hear all the time with adult behavior that alcoholics, for example, have to hit bottom before they change their behavior. You're not allowing your son to understand the consequences of his behavior because you're still taking responsibility. And we've seen some progress. We've seen what happens when you back off is that he sort of steps up to the plate. Now, did he do a complete turnaround? No, but he did a significant and substantial turnaround. So I think what I would just say to him is, you know, what are you going to do about this? And my guess is he has a plan that he's either going to go talk to the teacher, he's going to do it in summer school. I don't know what's going on for him. But the point is we have some empirical evidence that this thing actually works. And it works. It actually works in theory as well as practice in that you didn't have to have the contract drawn up and it still was working. So, your real question is, what do you do now? And the answer is, nothing.
Just let it go.
No, but let him deal with it.
What happens if next year, when he gets into the 10th grade, he really just totally bottoms out? Is there a point at which we should...
Well, but then what would bottoming out be?
I'd be flunking his class.
And why would he do that?
Because he's... he forgets assignments and he doesn't...
But then if he forgets assignments, either he's going to have to learn to remember, or he could say, you know, he could write out a computer program for it, or he could ask you to help him. Rob, I somehow haven't quite gotten through the theme here, which is, it's his life. It's his responsibility. The more responsibility you take, the less he will take. He is not learning organizational skills from you nagging him. He's learning passive-aggressive behavior from you nagging him, which is going to exacerbate, not eliminate the problem. Not the thing to do.
Okay.
I mean, part of what we have to do with our kids is let them fail when they're still... The metaphor is the kid who climbed to the top of the furniture. If every time your kid started climbing, you hauled him back, he was never going to learn about danger or falling, and at some point he's going to go to the top of the refrigerator. He's really going to hurt himself. If you let him fall off the edge of the couch, he's going to get a bruise, maybe. But he'll learn, you know what, falling off stuff doesn't feel terrific, so maybe I shouldn't climb on stuff. If every time he climbs a little bit, you haul him in, sooner or later you're not going to be there. He's going to be climbing something he shouldn't be on, and he's really going to hurt himself. That's not good parenting. You're doing the same thing with him academically. We know that he heard you. We know that he got it. Let him come to you and say, you know, I need some help with this. It changes everything. Or not. And okay, maybe he'll flunk everything next year. Then he's going to have to figure out what he's going to do with the rest of his life as a smart kid who's just flunked out of 10th grade.
Maybe we have to consider changing the amount to $10. it's going to be very hard to control ourselves. Our
I know.
So
well,
small.
Honey, as you may recall, I didn't say 10, I said 20.
You said 20?
I said 20. Yeah, I can hear the rash that just broke out on your stomach. Yeah, no, because for exactly that reason, that this is about a deterrent on your side. Because, Rob, look what happened when you said to him, I will back off. He took some responsibility. Now, does this mean he's going to turn around all those years of figuring out that if he didn't do it, you do it? It wasn't on his radar. It was something that happened a month ago. So, I mean, is there a logic to it? There really is. It's not thumbing his nose at you. And in fact, when you backed off, when you were respectful of him and said, okay, we're not going to do this anymore, something magical happened. Now, did it completely transform? It did not. And I think the reason it probably didn't completely transform is this kid is not used to keeping track of stuff because you keep track of it. And something that happened a month ago might as well have happened in the Ice Age.
Yeah.
So, but he'll get it. But you have to get it as well.
It's hard to watch, but...
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Look, remember when he was trying to learn to tie his shoe? And tying your shoe is really hard. Your fingers get all sweaty, and you can't get the loops right, and it gets undone. But, and you know, you're a grown-up. You can certainly tie a sneaker for him. But if you tie a sneaker, he's going to have to wear loafers the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He's got to learn, and you've got to let him learn. And that's the hard thing about parenting.
My only question, I guess, is there something more, something medical or psychological that's wrong, or is this just...
Doesn't seem to be.
Hyperactive. He's a kid that cannot stand still for a moment. You put him in the car and he falls asleep.
Rob.
Yeah.
When you backed off, he did something different. So whether he's ADD or ADHD or hyperactive or anything else, what we know is the experiment worked. So what you have to do is keep up with the experiment. All the diagnoses are interesting, but not particularly relevant at this moment.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So just remind yourself that it worked. And if he can't do it, he'll come to you and say, I can't do this. I need some help with this. That's really important. You saying, you can't do it, I'll help you with it, is not only not important, but very destructive.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, we'll work on it.
I know, but
we're
going to
work on ourselves.
I go up to $20, babe.
That's enough.
All right.
Okay,
how about he gets $5 and the $15 goes to your least favorite political candidate?
Oh, that really hurts.
It hurts. See, I'm getting more and more cruel as time goes on.
That's really
you should have taken the $20 when you could have.
See, the whole point is just to find out what will work for you and will work for him, because that's the whole point. And when you never snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. If you find something that works, you don't have to look at reasons why it's working or not working. Just, it's working, right? So the point is that in this particular case, the tricky part was not finding what would work for son. The tricky part is finding out what would work for dad. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. 469. If you've got something on your mind you want to chat with me about, it's a great time to give me a holler, 855-99-37569. All righty. So how about another email? I just don't want to get behind on those.
This is an email from Rhonda. Rhonda says, Dr. Joy, I saw you featured on the Being Mary Jane show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And wanted an expounded take on your modified Johari window exercise. Would you please explain further how I can utilize the exercise to self-evaluate and make positive changes in my life and relationships? Can you cite any resources like books or websites, etc., where I can get more information on how to best understand and use the Johari window? Thanks for your help.
Sure. All right. So for those of you who didn't see the show, which is perfectly okay, we don't take demerits for it. The idea being that this was a system that was done, I think, in the 60s or something by these two guys, and they basically just used their first names to talk about the idea that there is a difference between how we see ourselves and how others see us and what we show to ourselves and what others and what we show to others. And the idea being, we used it for the program because it was something that they were very interested in doing. But you don't have to be basically that complicated about it. I mean, it's the difference between how you see yourself and how other people see you, and where we run into trouble about that, where we show ourselves what we try and hide from people, what we try and hide from ourselves. And so, pardon? So the idea is to be more aware of who we are and how we look at things rather than Johari window. You can Google it. But basically, I mean, how we talked about it on the show I probably would have done it slightly differently, but that's how the writers wanted to do it. And we actually modified it from what they were talking about. But you don't have to make it quite so complicated. It's perfectly okay, for example, to just say, all right, how do I present myself to other people? What is it that I want people to think about me? What is it that my friends see about me that I don't see about myself? All right. I'll tell you what, give me a call, and that's probably the easiest way for me to help you with it. All right. 855-99-37569. Laura, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well today. How am I to help you, Laura?
Okay. My problem is I've had a friendship with, friends for, I guess, 20 years.
Okay.
And now it seems that there's just been too much turbulence and too much judging, and I've decided, my husband and I both, that the friendship is over. I'm quite happy to end it. Now, how's the proper way to go about that?
Well, tell me a little bit about why we're ending this.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it just occurred to me through email, the anger that they've felt for me and how I'm being judged by everything I'm doing. Like, we can't talk about, just food, just friends, just like trust. Like, I don't know. It's just,
was there an event that sort of, triggered this as far as you're concerned?
A few years back we were, vacationing together and, oh my goodness. Long story short, we were going to come back the next year, and so they didn't want to rent this certain condominium, so we rented it, only to find out it was a miscommunication between the two of them, so they were hurt that we rented it without them, so we said, okay, you can have it, whatever, we moved on. So we probably never, ever really got over that. It's kind of been up and down since then. And then just getting together, it's just, the last time it was, I made a comment and then he just blew up at me and then I left and then we've been through email and then it's like, just feel like he's, they're just picking or judging on everything we do. Basically, I don't know. Does that help you any?
Oh, a little bit. What if you said to them essentially what you said to me, which is, it seems to me that somehow we've run afoul of you, that and I don't know if it was the issue a couple of years ago, but is there something we can do to rectify this? What if you said that? Because if nothing else, it gets you out of the position of having to sort of, I mean, them dumping you might at this moment feel better than you dumping them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because, look, what you're asking is how do we extricate ourselves from this? The answer may be, well, let them extricate themselves, because that means that you're in a position that may feel a little more comfortable to you.
Here's my next question. Now, I have a wedding coming up for, you know, their daughter.
Yeah.
And I received the invitation for the shower. Now,
well, it sounds like they're not as mad at you as you may be at them, because she wouldn't have invited you to the shower, the wedding. Because
okay.
It would have been easy to not invite you, right?
Right. Okay.
Listen, let me look at this, help you look at this with a couple of, because it seemed to me that your question was, okay, how do we get out of this without feeling like a complete creep? And I'm saying, well, all right, what if the issue was what if the issue was either trying to reconcile or having them dump you so you're not feeling like a creep? I mean, the question is it more important to you to get out, or is it more important to you to not be a creep? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So if the issue is, look, all I want is out. You know, I just want out of this. Then what you do is just, I suppose you say, thank you, we're going to be out of town.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to get out of it with, basically just get out of it, then, as I said, you just sort of RSVP and say, okay, I'm done. If what you're trying to do is not necessarily feel like a creep about this, but just sort of see if there's any possibility of reconciling, then I think what you can do is just say, gee, is there something we can do? Things don't seem to have been as positive as possible. Is there something we can do to make it up? Or, I was delighted to get an invitation to the shower. I would love to talk with you and see if we can figure out something that makes both of us happier. I mean, whatever you want, some kind of overture.
Yeah.
Do you hear what? Because doesn't it sound to me that they're as done with you as you are with them?
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, the question is at this moment, and if you like, I can put you on hold, but you don't have to, which is, do I really want to be out of this, or do I want, look, one is the getting out. One is getting out without feeling awful, and one is seeing if there's not some way to reconcile. Why don't I put you on hold for a minute? Decide which of those three of those, okay?
Okay.
855-99-DR-JOY. Be right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now, we're talking with Laura, who's got not an uncommon problem. It's not a comfortable problem, but it's not an uncommon problem. Of some friends that she's had for a while, and they had kind of a problem. They had kind of a falling out. And she's saying, okay, I'm done. But it turns out that upon closer reflection that her friends aren't as done with her as she is with them, which doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily mean that she has to give up her sense of okay, but it means it's worth looking at, because if what she's really saying is they're mad at me, so I'm going to be mad at them, then you need to look and make sure that that's where you want to be. And because she got invited to daughter's not only wedding but shower, it sounds like her friends are not, you know, that there's, if not an olive branch, at least not being furious with her. So the question is, what do you want to do? Do you want to reconcile? Do you want to do you want to be out of this independent of where they are on it? Or do you want to sort of, well, I suppose those are the two options. Do you want to see if there's something you can do in this relationship, or do you want out completely? And it really is at this moment it's up to you, because it sounds like if we're up to her, she's not over it. She's not. She may not be feeling as warm and fuzzy as she once was, which may mean that there is some work that either or both of you want to do here. But it doesn't sound like she's done.
Right.
So I said, all right, so think about what you want at this moment, because it'll determine where we go from here.
What I want, I definitely want out. Like, there's
okay.
A lot.
If you want out, then I think what you do is send a note to, is she the one who's who's hosting the
Yes.
Okay. Then, all right, so there are two ways of doing it. One is you could just say, under the circumstances, this seems to me to be needlessly difficult for both of us.
Okay.
Which is a way of saying, come on, you know, what are we really talking about here? And she may get in touch. If not, I think what you do is just, if you don't want to have any discussion, which is hard. I mean, it's hard. You can hear it. It's like, oh, it's just hard for me to say, okay, cut him off completely.
Yeah,
but I mean, so one is just sending back a note saying, thank you for your gracious invitation, but it sounds like under the circumstances, this might be needlessly uncomfortable for both of us at a time where you want to focus on your daughter.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And that's certainly a possibility. One is just to send back an RSVP saying that Laura and respectfully declines your invitation. We're going to and just say just declines, because you have, I mean, it's rude not to RSVP one way or the other.
Right.
Without any explanation, which is clearly a different statement than saying, look, let's face this. We're not feeling very friendly to one another. And if you want to reconcile, then you pick up the phone and talk with me. You don't just send an invitation. And you don't have to say that. You could just say, under the circumstances, I don't want to divert from what I'm sure will be a very happy event for you and your daughter. We respectfully decline, or whatever. Or you could just respectfully decline. It's not within my abilities to tell you to just ignore it.
No,
I suppose you could.
No.
But you don't want to do that.
Okay. That's perfect.
All righty?
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
But understand that she, I don't think she's as done as you are.
Okay.
She may have been hurt, but she's not as much done. And that may, you know, that may modify. And because you say it now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to lock you into it and come in and shake my finger at you if you decide that you want to do some reconciliation here and say, well, but you told me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are times where we can cut people a little slack. As, you know, the old Brownie Scout thing of make new friends but keep the old, one silver and the other's gold. And new friends are much easier to keep because we don't know them very well. And old friends, we have much more of a history. But in the long run, that history is both treacherous because we can remember real and imagined slights, but it also is valuable because they knew us and that we've been through the wars together, and there is something about people who know us when. So, I mean, you now have the way to deal with it on whatever you decide going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're most
welcome. Have a great day. Thanks.
855-99-375-69. I mean, friendships are difficult. They're difficult under any circumstances, and adult friendships are you know, I mean, it's one of those things, because when we're kids, first of all, I think we misconstrue the concept of friendship, that we feel just because we have stuff in common that we're friends. And there's a difference between an acquaintance and a friendship. There's that somebody that you're in third grade with and you both like yellow crayons and French fries and Billy. I mean, that may be the basis for a long-term, lifelong friendship, but it may not, because you're in the same, you know, you're in the same situation. You both worry about your parents and Billy and whether Britney's going to put out a new record and whether Justin is really back with that terrible woman or not. I mean, you know, so it's it's very easy to call communality friendship because we don't know any better. And as we begin, and, you know, 13-year-old girls, I mean, I think to a certain extent, women have this lifelong longing, I think that actually sentence makes some sense. It just doesn't sound like it does.
Say that five times fast.
Lifetime what?
Lifelong longing. Say that about five times fast.
Yeah, but it is a lifelong longing. I mean, they're different words of longing, but it does sound a little weird, doesn't it? How about lifetime longing? Whatever. I distract myself by my own poor grammar. The idea being that when we're 13, we have everything in common. And so we feel not that she's my best friend, but that she is me. And then it's because our egos, our sense of self is so runny at that moment and so much based on communality and so new and limited that it's very easy to feel we're exactly the same as somebody else. And, you know, we dress the same and we have the same hairstyle and we like the same music and we both like soup. Ooh. And to a certain extent, we spend the rest of our life trying to reimagine and recreate that same sense of closeness, which will probably never happen again, except at the very end of our life, for exactly the same reason, that we have so much in common and the stuff that we didn't have in common has dropped away, whether that's children or husbands or careers or whatever, and we become similar again, and so we feel quite often close again. It's the time in between that gets a little tricky, and so what we probably need to do is appreciate and be grateful and cherish that which in someone else is wonderful for us and that which they like about us and not expect them to be the same person that we wanted them to be when we were 13 because we had so much in common then and there was so little discrepancy between who we were and we were still becoming. But once you have political beliefs, once you have energy differences, once you have income differences, once you have career differences, once you have children differences, or somebody likes cats and somebody likes dogs, or somebody likes one's husband and somebody doesn't have a husband. I mean, it gets much more complicated. And so the idea of one friend, one best friend, becomes less so. And when you get couples involved, when you're talking about four people as opposed to two, the problems become geometric, not arithmetic. They just get huge. So the point is to choose and like people and hold people dear for what they are, not for what they're not, right? Because otherwise what we're going to do is find ourselves going through friends like Kleenex, right? Throw that one away. That one, you know, let me down on this one. And just accept who they are, which may be limited friendships, and it may be that we have to scale down our expectations. You hear me all the time talk about how incredibly dangerous expectations are because they say huge amounts about us and nothing about the other person. And quite often they're not even communicated until they're thwarted, one of my favorite words. And then we say, well, I can't believe you did that or, you know, how could you have or whatever. So you hear me every fiber of my little being saying, are you sure you really want to dump this person? And clearly Laura was fairly convinced she did. But at least she has options if she decides to back off that stance a little bit, as do we all. All right. And again, sort of appreciating somebody for who they are, not who we want them to be or who we expected them to be or who we wish they were, because we're going to spend an awful lot of time being disappointed at people if we do that and feeling lonelier than we have to be and feeling sadder than we have to be. So, all right. 855-993-7569. As you can hear, that the combination of friendship, that we know that people who have friends, who have that circle of acquaintances, and I'm not trying to use the words in exchange or interchangeably, but the idea that we have social contact is quite often the difference between physical health as well as mental health. And we were talking earlier about the fact that gratitude actually does affect your immune system, and your immune system affects everything. And what you want to do is decrease your inflammatory response. They're deciding that the inflammatory response is responsible for all sorts of awful things all over your body, including heart attacks. And we already know about things like ulcers and depression and sleeplessness and all sorts of things like that. So, all right. The idea is appreciate somebody for who they are, not who they're not. Right, and you can keep looking. You don't have to sort of focus on one person. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make a big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I just wanted to give a little bit more time to the Johari window, which is, I liked it because most things in psychology and medicine and science in general are on based on people's last names. Like if I discovered a new planet, it would be called Brown, you know, Brown Galaxy or something, not the Joy Galaxy. Well, Johari is two dudes' first names, right? Which I always found kind of amusing. It's Joseph Left, which is the Joe. And the Harrington Ingham, which is so Johari. And I was teasing Gabrielle, whose name on the show is Mary Jane, that if we did it, that if we invented a thing, it would be the Joe Mar, because, or Marjo, either one, because it was first. All right, fair enough. this was in the 50s that they came up with this. And the idea is that you have a bunch of adjectives, right? And that you choose the adjectives that you feel describe you. You take five, there's a list of, I think, 58 or something, and you take the five or six that you think describe you. And then other people, I remember vaguely doing this in elementary school at one point. And then everybody else, the people who know you, pick the ones, the adjectives that seem to describe you as well. And the idea is where the overlap. And so the Johari box is four separate areas. And across the top is what's known to you and what's unknown to you, right? So, and then along the side is what's known to others and what's unknown to others. So known, unknown, known, unknown. So the first box is the stuff that you know and everybody else knows as well. So that's the overlap of people saying to Manny, like, he was efficient and he was cheerful and he was loyal, all right? And that's that he would have all the, those three adjectives to his name and all the and everybody else. That would be the overlap. Now, I might also say one of the things that I might say to Manny would be that he is reliable and a romantic. Okay, so that would be things that were known to, that I know, but that I know about him, but that he doesn't know about himself. All right, so that would be the box. That would be the one, the first one on the right, because that would be things that I know about him that he doesn't know about himself. Okay? Now, there may be things about Manny that he would put down that, for example, he's a good cook, and I don't think there are any negative things. I would say he hates crocodiles, but let's say that that he loves snakes. Okay? So that would be something that's known to himself, but other people don't know about him. So that would be the third box. All right. Now, there's this whole kind of and the place that the Johari box really tries to work is the stuff that you don't know about yourself and other people don't know about yourself either. And so, for example, you might put down things that that you know that other people don't know about you, but you wanted people to know about you. It's a way of kind of beginning to look at the discrepancy between how you see yourself and how other people see you. Okay? So the first box is what we see and others see. The second is others see but we're not aware of. The mysterious one is the unconscious or subconscious part of us, which we don't see and nobody else sees at all. And the third room is the stuff that we kind of keep private. So the idea being that there are all sorts of other people who've described this kind of concept, and one is the backstage persona, our public self and our private self. But the idea being the unknown behaviors, which are, I mean, that in some ways that's the fun stuff for psychologists, because that's our potential, right? That we don't quite know about it. Nobody else sees it yet as well. So that's for the human potential movement. Shall I tell you some of the adjectives? You were interested in that?
By all means.
By all means. All right, let's see. Let's see how quickly I can go through them. What have I got here? I've got 4 or 5 minutes. I should be able to go through them. Okay. I'm not going to go through them. Pardon?
You've got about 3.5, 4 minutes.
All right, let's see how fast I can go. I'm going to do them not in alphabetical order, because then it'll sound like a poem. Able, dependable, intelligent, patient, sensible, accepting, dignified, introverted, powerful, sentimental, adaptable, energetic, kind, proud, shy, bold, extroverted, knowledgeable, quiet, silly, brave, friendly, logical, reflective, spontaneous, sympathetic, relaxed, loving, giving, calm, caring, happy, mature, religious, tense. Tense is really the first one that's kind of negative.
trustworthy, responsive, modest, helpful, cheerful, clever, idealistic, nervous, that's another one, searching, warm, wise, self-assertive, observant, independent, complex, confident, ingenious, organized, self-conscious, and witty. So the only three that I think are even faintly negative are nervous, self-conscious, and tense, which if you think about it, really fall into all the same category. So the idea being that in a therapeutic milieu, what you're really focusing on is either what you see about yourself and other people don't, so you can work on those, or more kind of mysteriously, your potential, the stuff that you don't know about yourself and other people don't know about you either. So that's something you can, in theory, develop. Okay? It's, I think, to be quite honest, it was kind of interesting to do on the show and was kind of fun, but I also think it's a little bit overly complex for what you're really looking for. And you can certainly, I think, describe it in the terms of the boxes, which is how we present ourselves to other people, what we don't want other people to know about us, what we do want people to know about us, what they do know about us. I just think that there are easier ways of describing the same situation. But in terms of your relationships, what you may want to look at is how you present yourself as opposed to how he sees you. For example, if you think yourself as caring and concerned and he views yourself as nagging, maybe there are other ways of showing your concern than saying, how do you feel all the time or what are you thinking? So you hear that the idea is, for me, the most interesting part, and maybe that's because that was the part that I can remember most from elementary school, is the difference between how you see yourself and how other people see you. Because I think as a therapist, I suppose what I should be interested in is the unknown part. But that seems to me, I mean, a little less, that seems to be a second tier of issues as opposed to how I am and how I want people to see me. I can remember, I think the first time I really understood it was when I got divorced. And I just assumed that everybody would be on his side, that all of our friends would actually go to him. And I'm not sure exactly why I believe that. I suppose there are all sorts of reasons I could come up with. And what was surprisingly was how many people said, gee, I'm surprised it took you this long. So it is one of those interesting phenomena. As far as I'm concerned, the issue between how we view ourselves and how others view us and the discrepancy between the two of them is probably the most interesting. The part that Johari was probably interested in, that both Joseph and Harrington were most interested in, was the potential part. I'm probably more interested in the discrepancy part, but that's because I'm a therapist. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.